A emotion moment of a son coming home and the father rush out to meet him.
啊，那在这幅画中呢，画家画的是一个这样的一个情形，就是当浪子他回家的时候，他的父亲冲出去迎接他。
And the title of the painting is The Returning Prodigal Son.
啊，那这幅画的题目就是浪子回头。
Now this picture is very gorgeous.
啊，这幅画真是非常的漂亮。
And it was one time.Display in United States, in particular in the New York, Washington D.C. Smithsonian Museum.
啊，他有一次呢，也在美国有这样的巡回展览，是在啊华盛顿 D.C. 华府的 Smithsonian 的博物馆。
And I had the opportunity to view this picture.
啊，我有这样的机会啊，能够去看观赏欣赏这幅画。
And I stood before the picture for a long moment.
啊，那我在这幅画面前，我伫立了很久。
And I appreciate it, and I study it.
啊，我有欣赏这幅画，我有在学习这幅画。
And I study every stroke of the color.
啊，那我在看这幅画中的每一笔。
And I stroke every wrinkle on the father's skin.
啊，那我也在看这个父亲脸上的每一条皱纹。
And I saw the marks on this downtrodden but hopeful son's face.
啊，那我也看到这个儿子的脸上有一个充满了一个希望的脸。
And also enjoy the sun ray and the shadows.
啊，我也看到太阳的阳光的光线。
And then behind the father's shadow, there's a young man stood silently.
啊，在这个父亲的身后呢，有一位年轻人站在那里。
And he's the elder son.
啊，他是这个大儿子，这父亲的大儿子。
And he casts a sidelong glance at his younger brother.
啊，他在边上有眼光来偷偷来看这个他的小弟弟。
And from his face, you can tell his jealousy.
啊，可以从他的脸上，你可以看出这位兄长他脸上有这个啊嫉妒的表情。
So as I look at this picture, it brings to mind the sermons that I heard many many times about these passages.
啊，当我看到这幅画的时候，就让我回想起我听到过的很多的关于这个经
文的讲道。Now depend on which character you focus on, and this you can deliver several types of.Sermons,
啊，根据你用哪一个人物来作为你的讲道的重点，你可以有不同的讲道的观点来讲。
And of course, the first one is the return of the prodigal son.
那第一种讲法的话，就是浪子回头。
And emphasize on sinner's repentance.
啊，他强调的就是我们所有的罪人，我们有这样的悔改。
And the second type of preaching is emphasize on the elder son.
那第二种的这个讲法的话，是重点是在大儿子的身上。
Now this elder son worked very hard at home, tried to please his father.
啊，那这位大儿子呢？他在家里呢，非常辛劳的工作，想要取悦他的父亲。
And to my mind, he represents legalism.
啊，在我的心目中，他就代表了一个律法主义。
Now there's some historical background you need to pay attention to.
啊，这里有一些当时的历史地方的文化的背景，你需要注意。
In the Middle East, if a younger brother is lost, it's the elder brother's responsibility to go out to find him.
啊，当时在中东的文化当中，如果一个家庭的小弟弟如果迷失了的话，那他的兄长是要出去负责去把他找回来。
But this elder son failed.
啊，但是我们看到他的这个里的这个大儿子他失职
了。And because of that, that led to the third category of kind of preaching.
啊，所以就因为他的大儿子的失职，所以我们知道这里需要一个另外的一个儿子的介入。
So some preacher titled his sermon "The Third Son."
啊，所以有些讲员他的讲到的题目就是第三个儿子。
Even though the elder brother failed to find his younger brother, but we have another brother, that is Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, come down and seek us.
啊，尽管这个小儿子的哥哥他没有失职，没有找寻他的弟弟，但是我看到我们还有另外的一个哥哥，也就是耶稣基督，他降世为人来寻找我们。
Now the last category of the preaching on this Luke chapter 15 is the waiting father.
啊，那最后的一种讲到的讲法呢，就是关于这个正在等待的父亲。
It emphasizes on God's loving kindness.
啊，那这个讲到呢，他所着重的是父神的爱。
Now no matter how you preach these passages.
啊，不论你用什么样的方式来讲述这样的一个。
And I don't know about you. To me, there's one key verse, key phrase right there.
啊，不知道大家会怎么认为，但对我来说，不论你怎么讲，其中都有一个很关键性的有一句话。
That is when he came to his senses.
啊，那这句话就是说他醒悟过来。
So we describe the young son begin to repent when he came to his senses.
啊，这也就是表示说，在这个时候，当他醒悟过来的时候。 这个小儿子就开始要悔改。
Now some translation says when he came to himself.
啊，那有一些翻译就翻译成为好像他能够又回到他自己明白。
Now this himself means his inner being.
啊，这讲的是他的内心，他内在的他自己。
The deepest portion of his soul.
也就是他灵魂的最深处。
So this evening I'm going to use a Bible character by the name of Zacchaeus. And I will describe how he came to his senses.
啊，那今天晚上的讲道呢，我会利用一个圣经里的人物，就是撒该，我要讲述他是怎么样能够醒悟过来。
But before I get into this story, I must say something about theology.
啊，在我开始讲今天的这个故事之前的话，那我想先来讨论一下我们一些神学的问题。
And throughout the entire Bible, there's a very clear message.
啊，整个的圣经当中有一个非常清晰的这样的一个神学的道理。
Which states like this. The Son of Man came to seek, but men have a responsibility to respond.
啊，这个神学的道理就是神主动来寻找人，但是人有回应神的责任。
Now one has to understand above this proclamation, there's an overarching principle expressed in the Bible.
啊，在这个中间呢，我们看到有一个更加的不可避免的一个这样的一个原则在圣经当中。
From the first book of the Bible throughout the entire Bible up to the Revelation, we see a message that is God initiates, but men respond.
啊，我们看到不论是从圣经的第一卷书到最后一卷，我们都可以看到有这样的一个原则。就是救恩是神所主动开始的，但是也有人的回应。
And the order cannot be confused. The order cannot be reversed.
啊，但这两个之间的次序，神开始和人的回应，这两个之间的次序不能颠倒。
First and foremost, God initiated the creation of the world.
啊，那第一就是神他开始了，他创造了世界。
In the beginning, God.
啊，在最开起初有神。
It's a frontal attack to materialism.
啊，这也就是对唯物论的一个正面的一个回击。
And then God initiated the making of man after His image.
啊，那接下来神又主动的来创，按照他的本相来创造了人。
And this is another frontal attack to evolution.
啊，那这又是对进化论的一个挑战。
So we're not the product of time plus matter plus chance.
啊，所以就是说我们人作为人，我们不是时间。和这样几率的这样的一个产物。
We are created by the Almighty God.
我们是由全能的神所创造。
And we have His likeness.
啊，我们也有他的本相。
Thirdly, God initiated His love.
我们第三点，我们看到神他也是他先爱我们。
And He loved us even while we were yet sinners.
而且在我们还在做罪人的时候，他就先爱了我们。
God initiated the sending of His only begotten Son.
啊，神也主动差派他的儿子。成为我们
In order to be our Savior,
成为我们的救主救赎。
God initiated the promise of eternal life.
神也主动的给了我们永恒的生命的应许。
For His children,
因为我们是他的儿子。
Now we not only are moved by His initiation, but we also have the moral responsibility to respond.
我们不但有这样的神的这样的主动的应许，我们也同样有责任要对神的应许的有回应。
In response to the wonder of God's creation, we must be awe-stricken to feel compelled to worship.
啊，因为神他奇妙的创造，我们出一种敬畏的心，我们要来敬拜赞美他。
Now, in response to His creation of us after His image, we must reflect His image in our daily life.
啊，因为他是照他的本相来造了我们，所以我们要在我们的生命当中要来反映他的本相。
In response to His unconditional and everlasting loves, we must love Him with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, and all our might.
因为他无条件的、永远的爱、永恒的爱，所以我们要尽心、尽力、尽意来爱他。
In response to His salvation, we must first trust Him and thank Him and spread the gospel for Him.
因为他的救赎，他的伟大的救赎，我们需要。能够来信任他，相信他，感谢他。
In response to His initiation of the promise, we must accept it as a gift and with a thankful heart.
因为他给了我们永恒的生命的这样的礼物，所以我们必须要来白白的我们来接受这白白的，又是付上了沉重代价的礼物，用一个感恩的心。
For this is the chief aim of man.
因为这是我们人的一个最主要的一个目的。
Now this overarching principle, some theologians call it a prevenient grace. Simply say, before a man can seek God, God must first have sought the man.
有些人呢就把这样的神学的道理叫做一个恩典在前，恩典在先的这样的一个神学道理。也就是说，我们人是没有办法来主动来寻找神。其实，在人寻找神之前，神已经来寻找了我们。
Now God wants us to seek Him, but the fallen humanity are not able to seek Him.
当然我们知道神希望我们来寻找，但是我们因为我们人的堕落的本性，我们没有办法来找到神。
What did God do?
那神怎么来做呢？
Out of His grace, He gave us six longing.
那因为他的恩典，他在我们的心中放下了这样的六个的渴望。
The first one is the cry to know God.
那第一个在我们心中的渴望的话，就是我们渴望知道神是谁。
So everyone from children to Moses to philosopher.Always ask the question, God, who are you?
那我们不论是小孩子还是很有学问的哲学家，我们都在问神你是谁。
But the Bible tells us God is sovereign.
但是我们知道圣经告诉我们说神是有他主权的神。
God is holy, God is omniscient.
神也是圣洁的神，也是全知的神。
God is immutable.
神也是永不改变的神。
And by our experience, we know that unless our heart is filled by God,We become restless.
我们根据我们的经验，我们也知道，除非我们的心中充满了神，否则的话，我们的心中必定会躁动不安。
Secondly, the cry to feel our faith.
那第二个就是我们心中有这样的一个想知道，说我们是不是真的相信了神这样的渴望。
Salvation is very good.
我们知道救恩真是非常的美好。
But from time to time, we ask ourselves a question: Really?
但是很多时候我们也会问我们自己：是真的吗
？We long for certainty.
我们很希望我们能够有这样的确据。
And long for assurance.
我们很想知道，我们确实的知道我们。
And the Bible gives us certainty and assurance.
我们知道圣经也给我们这样的确据，给我们这样的确实。
And then the cry for reason in suffering.
那第三个就是我们在内心中，我们寻找神在什么地方，特别是在患难当中。
And suffering is a common human experiences.
我们知道患难是我们每一位人我们都可以在生活中都可以感受到的。
When suffering came upon us, we always ask why.
当我们遇到患难的时候，遭遇患难的时候，我们都会问神为什么。
And why me?
为什么会临到我的身上。
Why good things happen to bad people?
为什么好的事情会发生在坏人的身上。
And why bad things happen to good people?
那为什么坏的事情却发生在好人的身上。
And all these are very difficult questions.
所有的这些都是非常难以回答的问题。
And then we cry for guilty conscience.
那第四个就是我们有良心的不安。
And the conscience conviction haunts us every day.
我们这良心的不安真的是每天都来搅扰，都来搅动我们的心。
And guilt is the biggest issue in psychology.
这样的一个内疚感是心理学的一个最大的一个主题话题。
And Satan tells us you are guilty of guilt.
那么知道撒旦告诉我们说，你如果你的内疚其实是一个罪过。
But in reality, this guilt feeling prompts us for forgiveness.
但是其实实际上，我们有这样的内疚的心的时候，会让我们能够选择原谅。
And ultimately, we seek God and Christ.
我们寻找原谅，这个时候我们也就会开始来找到神，我们就会寻找神。
And then the cry for freedom in pleasure.
那第五个就是我们有一种渴望在欢乐渴望欢乐中的自由。
And suffering is a bad thing we try to avoid.
我们知道患难是我们大家都不喜欢的，都想尽力来避免。
But the thing is the opposite of suffering is pleasure.
那这个患难的反方面的话，就是一种欢乐，一种自由。
But it turns out that pleasure gives us another kind of suffering.
但是我们看到好像这些享乐也好，这些快乐也好，同样也可以给我们一些痛苦。
And Solomon.Enjoy the wealth and fame.
我们看到所罗门他有很好的名声，有很好的很多的财富。
And power and sex.
他也有很多的女人，也有很多的
And wine.
权力。
But at the end of his life, he said, "Meaningless, meaningless, meaningless."
但是到了最后，他说的是空虚，空虚，一切都是空虚。
Everything is platitude.
所有的都是空虚的。
And he lost all the wonder about God.
然后就他好像是失去了对神的一个。
Now let us fast forward to the current day of the current news.
好，那我们来很快的来看看我们最近发生的一件事情。
And then everybody knew that the famed singer Whitney Houston had died recently.
我们大家都知道一个很有名的歌星叫 Whitney Houston， 他最近刚刚过世。
And as a matter of fact, he died very young at the age of 49.
其实他去世的年龄其实非常的年轻，他才49岁。
And during the funeral, his mother walked after the casket.
当在这个葬礼上的时候，他的母亲从就抬棺木出来。
And some commentators say this.
那有些人就这样提到。
This is the mother's greatest fear.
他说这是任何一个母亲所最可怕的事情。
And to her friends, her life is cut short too early.
而且对她的歌迷来说。和对的家人来说，他的生命真是非常的短暂。
But when she was a little girl, Whitney had a tender heart for the Lord.
但是当Whitney 她当小的时候，其实她有对神有一颗非常柔软的心。
And then his friend told us that this little girl always carried a worn-out Bible in her purse.
在她小时候，她这个小女孩总是手里有拉着一本已经读了很久被翻旧了的一本圣经。
But from his childhood.To the time she died, something had happened.
但是我们看到在她的童年的时期，到了她长大以后，之间肯定发生了一些事情。
Something went very wrong.
有些事情肯定是变得非常的糟糕。
And a bad habit took over his life.
因为他有这样的一个不好的习惯。
And eventually his life spun out of control.
他的生命，他的生活失去了控制。
So we know the pressure of success has a price tag.
我们看到这所谓成功的生命，其实也有时候会要付上沉重的代价。
And this not happened to her, but happened in general to the entertainment business.
这个不单单是发生在她的身上，而且在娱乐圈，我们知道这样的事情经常会发生。
One day, Kathy and I took our little two granddaughter Grace and Sarah to New York City.
有一天呢 ，Kathy 有一阵子 ，Kathy 和我呢带着我们的两个孙女 Sarah 和 Grace 去纽约市。
We plan out everything. We plan to go to the Statue of Liberty or the museum.
我们打算呢要去自由女神像，也打算去博物馆。
And all of a sudden, out of the blue, we come up some new ideas.
突然呢，我们就有了一些好像新的一些想法，没按我们计划出。
And then we said, why not we give them $50 each and let them buy whatever they want to buy?
要不要我们就给他们两个小孩子，每个人给他们$50，让他们买他们所想要买的东西。
So we brought.Them to a place called American Girl. Have you heard of it? American Girl is an upscale doll house.
所以我们就把他们带到了一个卖一个很漂亮的很好的这个玩具玩具店。
洋娃娃店。Now they found out $50 didn't buy much.
然后他们就发现说，其实，在那个店里，因为是很好的一个店，那$50好像也买不了太多东西。
So we could have give her more money.
当然我们可以给他更多的钱。
But we decide not to do so and let them do their own financial planning.
但是我们决定没有这样做，然后我们就说，就是打算让他们自己来看看他们怎么计划花这$50。
So I said, why don't you both talk, and then maybe you can jointly buy one expensive thing.
我就跟他们说，也许你们两个可以互相商量一下，你们也许可以把钱凑在一起来买一个比较贵一点的洋娃娃。
And they could not come to the agreement.
但是他没有办法能够达成一致的意见。
So originally they are very happy.
最开始他们很高兴。
But once they have money, they become sad.
但他们有了钱以后，他们就开始变得很沮丧。
So we too sometimes we seek for pleasure.
我们也是同样的。我们很多时候我们想寻找快乐。
But we do not know how to enjoy the freedom of pleasure.
但是我们真的是不知道怎么样去享受这快乐中的自由。
And then the last thing is the cry of a lonely heart.
那最后一个就是我们内心中有一颗孤单的孤苦的心，孤单的心。
So as a foreign student, I knew this well.
我们作为留学生，来美国留学生，我们都很清楚的知道这一点。
Before I got married, and I was a student, I feel very lonely.
当我结婚之前，那时候我是一个单身的学生。我感到非常的孤单。
So loneliness is the general human predicament.
然后我们看到这样的孤单的话，其实是我们每一个人都可以感受到的这样的一个困境。
So do you know that a person preceding his suicide It goes through a long period of loneliness.
啊，我们知道很多的一些自杀的人，在他自杀之前，他都经过了很长一段很孤单的时间。
And longing to belonging is the symptom of this society.
啊，他们我们每一位很多人，我们都渴求有一种归属感。啊，这是我们当今这个社会的一个很一个现象。
And it's also the opportunity for our church.
啊，同时这也是我们教会，任何一个教会我们的一个机会。
So with all these six kinds of longing in our heart, it draws us to God.
啊，因为我们在我们的心中有这样的六个这样的渴望呼求，就能够让我们能够更加的靠近神。
But the most important longing is not from us; it's from God.
啊，但是最重要的这样的呼求呼召，其实不是从我们的内心而出，而是从神而来。
It's a cry of God for His people.
啊，是神对他的子民的这样的一个呼唤。
And you can find this message throughout the entire Bible.
啊，这样的经文我们在圣经当中其实可以，这样的信息我们在经文圣经当中可以经常可以看到。
Only if you are willing to listen.
啊，当然如果你愿意听的话。
The prophet Jeremiah said.
啊，在啊耶利米啊先知耶利米有这样说。
I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with love kindness.
啊，他说我以永远的爱爱你。因此我以慈爱吸引你。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me, Miss Jesus, and drink.
啊，若有人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
啊，耶稣也说，凡劳苦担重担的，到我这里来，必叫他得安息。
And then God also gave us the assurance of salvation.
主也给了我们。得救赎的确据
All that the Father give me, Jesus, will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
啊，耶稣说，凡神所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
And 2,000 years ago, there was a wealthy young ruler.
啊，在2000年前，有一位啊有年轻的财主。
And he came to Jesus and asked him a question.
他来到耶稣的面前，他问了耶稣一个问题。
What good must I do to get eternal life?
他说我要怎么样做才能够承受神的国。
And Jesus said, No one is good except the Father.
耶稣说没有谁是良善的。
And then Jesus
在天上的父。
Continued, Did you observe the Ten Commandments?
这个耶稣就说你有遵守十诫吗？
And the young man said, Glad that you asked. I did.
这个年轻人说啊，真是很高兴你问到这个问题。Oh. 我有遵守这十诫。
Jesus said, "Ah, you legalists like to follow steps, right? I give you 2 steps to follow."
他说，嗯，你既然是愿意来遵守这样的诫命的话，那我给你更多，给你两条诫命来遵守。
Step one, sell all your belongings and give the money to the poor.
他说，第一个就是变卖你的一切所有，分给穷人。
Step two, then follow me.
啊，第二步就是你还要来跟从我。
And then this young ruler went walk away sadly.
接下来我们后面就看到这位富有的年轻官，他就忧忧愁愁地走了。
And Jesus turned to his disciple and said,
耶稣就对他的门徒说，
It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than the rich man enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣对他的门徒说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还要容易呢。
But the disciples was very perplexed.
那我们看到他的耶稣的门徒，他感到非常的困惑。
Because they are all Jewish boys.
他们都是犹太人。
The Jewish tradition taught us that if you are wealthy, then it's God's blessing.
因为根据犹太的这样他们当时的这样的传统，如果你是一个富有的犹太人，你所有的这些财富都是神的祝福。
If this man, God already blessed him, and even he cannot enter the kingdom of God, then who can?
如果像这位年轻人，他已经是受了神的祝福，如果他都不能进神的国，那还有神能进呢？
And Jesus said, "With man, it's not possible, but with God, everything is possible."
在这个地方，耶稣就说，在人所不能的，在神却能。
Now the next day, Jesus want to demonstrate to them the truth of what he just said.
那在第二天，耶稣要向他的门徒显明他刚才所说的真理。
And Jesus purposely entered into a city of Jericho and route to Jerusalem.
那耶稣就很有意的要路过，要他在去耶路撒冷的路上，他就有意要路过耶利哥。
And something was happening to demonstrate that God has the power.
啊，在那个地方发生的一些事情，就显明了神有他这样的。
Now the story is very concisely described in the Bible.
啊，这样的一个故事呢，非常精炼的在圣经中有记载。
And it's only 10 verses, so I'm going to read with you.
啊，只有十节左右的，十节长，所以我会跟大家一起来读。
Luke chapter 19, verse 1-10.
啊，路加福音的十九章第一到第十节。
And I read the whole passage, and then Yihang will read the Chinese version.
先来读英文，然后我来再来读中文。
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost.
路加福音的第十九章一到第十节，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，都私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。撒该站着，对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来，为要寻找拯救失散的人。”
First, let us study who was Zacchaeus.
啊，第一个，让我们先来思索一下啊，撒该是谁呢？
And according to the Bible, he's the chief of the publicans, that is a tax collector.
啊，那根据圣经我们知道，他是一位税吏长。
So he's an IRS man.
啊，他是啊税务局的人。
So he's employed by the Roman government.
啊，他也是罗马政府的官员。
And they live in Jericho.
啊，他是住在耶利哥这个古城。
So 20 years ago, I visited Israel.
20年前我有机会去在以色列旅行。
And after the whole day of traveling in the desert,
在我们一整天都在沙漠地带，我们有这样的旅行。
And all of a sudden we came to an oasis.
突然一下我们到了一个有绿洲的地方。
I saw a lot of palm trees.
我看到有很多的棕榈树。
And I saw a lot of people selling produce along the road.
我们看到那边有很多人在卖那个李子做的李子汁。
And lots of camels lying down on the floor and chewing their cuds.
也有很多的骆驼在那个地方蹲在那里休息。
And it was the first time I saw dates.
那也是第一次我看到有像枣子这。
And I thought dates is a very small one, like those Chinese red dates.
那枣子好像是很小。
I thought.
我以为那个沙枣是很小的，像。
But for the first time, I discovered the date is as big as an apple.
后来我才发现说那个沙枣其实非常大，就和苹果差不多大。
And it's a green color.
而且是绿颜色的。
So this is a very ancient city.
所以这是一个非常古老的城市。
And it's a sin city.
也是一个罪恶的城市。
And the Bible also tells us there's a lot of prostitution in there too.
在那个地方也有很多娼妓的活动。
And it's a city of commerce.
那也是一个很重要的一个商业城市。
And then known for her exporting precious precious spices.
啊，在那个地方也是有很多很贵重的一些香料，啊、或者是在那边进出口的出口城市。
And Zacchaeus also very rich.
啊，那撒该呢也是非常富有的一位。
Now how he gained his wealth is worth of talking here.
啊，那他是怎么样积累他的财富呢？这个我们可以值得来探讨一下。
Now his boss is the central government of Rome.
啊，在那个时候，这个罗马是中央的政府。
His boss.
哦，他的老板是中央政府罗马。
And the boss gave him a very simple PBC. PBC, okay, you know what I mean? Personal business commitment.
啊，那他的老板呢也给了他一个非常简单的这样的一个工作的计划。
And I don't know whether Ron Paul was there, senator or not. They have a flat tax.
我不知道为什么他在当时那个地方他们的这个税呢是一个就是一个税率是一个固定的税率。
And the boss said, "You levy 5% of everyone's income."
这个他的老板就对他说，你去每一个人的收入当中去扣掉5%的税。
And Zacchaeus said, "Okay, then I levy 10%."
那这个撒该就说，嗯，很好，那我去收10%的税。
And he pocket the extra 5%.
他就把这个多的这5%的税就放进他自己的口袋。
And this was how he became very rich.
我想这就是他怎么样能够积累他的财富。
Now this notorious instrument caused him to be hated by his own people.
那可想而知这样一个臭名昭著的这样一个税吏，他可能在他的百姓当中是非常的不受欢迎。
And the Jews call him a traitor.
那犹太人呢也把他当作是一个叛徒。
He's a worse sinner.
是罪人中最坏的。
So you can imagine has no friends.
所以你可以想象，那撒该不会有什么好的朋友。
And it's very lonely.
他是非常的孤单。
Now let me at this point digress a little bit and then I come back to the story.
那这样我先稍微讨论一些别的，然后我们再回来。
During World War II,
在第二次世界大战当中。
Now the Nazi mastermind Eichmann was the architect of Holocaust.
那在那个时候呢，在纳粹他们有一个这样的策划者。
And he set up a lot of concentration camp.
他也设立了很多的集中营。
Actually, it's an extermination camp.
而且其实那个是一个来灭绝犹太人的集中
营。In Auschwitz and Birkenau.
其中一个就在奥斯维兹。
And as a result, 600,000 Jews died inside the gas chambers.
所以在那个地方的那个毒气室有600,000的犹太人死亡。
Now, if you count the Gentiles, it will be 17 million.
如果是包括外邦人的话，那有1700万人。
But there's one interesting thing.
但是有一个很有趣的事情。
Hitler and Eichmann and all the upper management of the Third Reich never visit the death camp, not even once.
但是非常有趣的就是我们看到，不论是希特勒也好，还是这个 Eichmann 也好，他们都没有去来到这个集中营去看过。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because they try to suppress the cry of their guilty conscience.
我想他们就是想要来压抑他们内心中的一种内疚感。
In order that their final solution can go on.
因为他们要为了要压制他们内心的内疚感，以来执行他们对犹太人的灭绝。
But Zacchaeus is different.
但是我们看到撒该却不一样。
He refused to suppress the cry of their guilty conscience.
他拒绝能够他拒绝压制他内心中的内疚感。
You know, he has everything that money can buy.
他有所有的一切金钱可以买到的东西。
But he felt empty inside.
但是他感到内心空虚。
And at that moment, he just thinking in this way.
在那个时候，他肯定是这样想的。
Well, this Jesus can heal the blind.
耶稣能够医治瞎眼的。
And this Jesus can heal all the disease and cast out demon.
耶稣可以医治所有的一些病人，而且能够赶鬼。
And this Jesus can raise a dead person to life.
耶稣更能够让死人复活。
And this Jesus can perform many miracles.
我们见耶稣可以能够行很多的奇迹。
Such as to calm the storm and to walk on the water.
来平静风暴，来在水上行走。
And also he claimed himself being the Son of Man.
他也自称自己是神的儿子。
And Zacchaeus knew Son of Man is God.
撒该也知道神的儿子也就代表着神。
And all of a sudden he asked himself a question.
在那个时候撒该就问自己。
If this Jesus can do so much for other people,
如果耶稣可以为其他的人做这么多的事情，
Surely he can do something for me.
那他肯定也可以为我来做一些事情。
Now this is the moment when he came to his senses.
啊，也就在这个时候他能够醒悟，清醒过，醒悟过来。
This is the point in his life that he came to himself.
也就在这个时候他能够意识到他的需要。
And then this kind of awakening caused him to do something.
啊，也是这样的，他醒悟过来就是能够让，因为他醒悟过来，所以他就做了一些这样的事情。
Now imagine he's very short.
我们想象一下，他是一个非常矮小的人。
And he was mixing with a big crowd.
啊，那他在小，在很多的人群当中。
And he wanted to see Jesus.
啊，他也想看到耶稣。
So what he did is to run ahead of the crowd.
啊，他做呢，他就是啊，跑到那个人群当中。
Now running in the public is not very dignified.
啊，其实，在众人面前这样的跑的话，其实不是一个很有面子的事情。
So one time I also run on the street.
有一次呢，我也在街上跑过。
But I dress casually.
但是呢，我那时穿的呢，其实是很普通的衣服。
That's okay.
这个没有什么太大的关系。
But if I dress up like this and run on the street.
但是如果像今天穿的这样的西装，我在路上跑的话。
And I can imagine the police can stop me.
我可以想象，那警察可能会要来制止我。
Can I help you? So Zacchaeus ran. He's a high position man. Ran before the crowd to a tree.
那我看到撒该，他是个有钱人，有地位的人，但是他还是跑，而且爬到了这个树上。
Now if running is bad enough, climbing a tree is even worse.
如果在街上跑是不好的话，那要爬一棵树的话就更糟糕了。
But he climbed to a sycamore tree.
而且他爬的是一棵桑树。
So if he has a choice, he would not climb this kind of tree.
如果有选择的话，我想他不会爬这样的树。
Because sycamore tree produce the fruit to feed the pig.
因为这样的桑树，它所结的果子是用来喂猪的。
So it's considered by the Jewish people as unclean.
这对犹太人来说是不洁净的。
But because he wants to see Jesus, he doesn't care all these things and climb up the tree and see Jesus.
但是因为他想要看到耶稣，所以他不在乎这一切。
And the question is, what caused him to do this?
那问题就是，是什么样的原因来促使他做这一切呢？
So his soul is awakened.
我们知道他的灵魂苏醒。
But the most important thing is God has put something in his heart already.
但更重要的是，我们看到神在他的心中种下了一些种子。
And theologian John Calvin said, God always put some hidden desire for people to overcome their obstacles.
神学家加尔文有这样的说到，说神是被拣选的人一种隐藏的意念。
So to Zacchaeus, his obstacle is being very short.
那对撒该来说，他的一个要克服的困难就是因为他人很矮。
But there's a hidden desire for him to see God.
但是在他心中有这样的一个意愿，有这样的一个渴望，他要看到神。
And John Calvin also said, God put a seed of piety into our heart in order for us to cry to know God.
那加尔文也说，神在我们心中种下了这样的种子，让我们有要来呼求神。
And God also put a sensitive spirit in our soul in order to respond to the calling of the Holy Spirit.
神也给了我们一个很敏感的心，能够让我们用积极的行动来回应神的呼召。
So back to the story, Jesus is walking toward the crowd.
那我们再回到故事，我们看到在那个时候，耶稣在行走，而且跟周围的人群。
And when he approached the tree, he stopped and spoke.
当他来到这个树下的时候，他就停了下来。
Zacchaeus,
他就说，撒该。
Now this is very important. Among all the thousand upon thousand of people, Jesus addressed one person's name.
这是非常重要的一点，在当时有那么多成千上百的人。但是我们看到耶稣叫出了撒该的名字。
Because our God is a personal God.
我们看到神，因为他是一个个人的主。
This set Christianity apart from all other religions.
这也就是把我们的基督教的信仰和其他所有的宗教信仰。
Today God know your name and know my name.
我们知道神知道你的名字，也知道我的名字。
And Jesus said, "Come down."
耶稣对撒该说，下来。
So this is a calling of acceptance.
所以这个其实是神对他的这样的一个接受的一个这样的呼唤。
And Billy Graham always said this.
那 Billy Graham 有曾经有这样说。
God loves us so much that He accepts us as we are.
他说神爱我们，如此爱我们，他就让我们照我们的本相来接受我们。
So he doesn't want to wait for us to change before he accept us.
他甚至于不愿意等到我们来改变，他就来接受
了。 He just accept us as we are.
他就按照我们的本相来接受了我们。
But he love us even more that once he accept us, he want us to change, to transform.
但是他也爱我们更多，他希望我们当我们来接受了神以后，我们的生命有这样的转变。
And Jesus said, "Come down. Today I will live in your house."
耶稣说：“撒该，快下来！今天我必住在你家里。”
Now on the surface, the house means a brick and mortar building.
那在我们知道，一般我们来讲说这个家的话，其实也就是一个房子，一个。
But I believe there's more profound than this.
但是我们认为可能有更，其实有更深的意义。
This house means our heart.
这样的房子其实代表的是我们的心。
There's little booklet and you must read.
有一个这里有一个小册，有个小册子，大家可能也需要。
And the title is My Heart, Christ's Home.
这个小册子题目是我的心，也就是耶稣基督的家。
And it's written by Robert Mungus.
是由Robert Mungus 写的一本书。
And this book will be another preaching, but this book tells us God wants to live our heart inside us.And he want to transform every compartment of our heart, the bedroom, the dining room, and the garage, everything.
那这本书呢，可以成为我们的另外一个讲道。那这本书里面讲到，就是说神他住在我们的心中，他愿意来我们的生命能够有改变，不论是任何的角落都有改变。
So Jesus accept Zacchaeus.
耶稣接受了撒该。
And Jesus want to transform him.
那耶稣要来改变他的人生。
And Zacchaeus immediately.Come down from the tree.
我们看到撒该很快的、迅速的从树上。
And knelt before Jesus.
然后他就跪在耶稣的面前。
But the rest of the people was very angry.
但是我们看到其他的众人都非常的生气。
They said, "This Jesus want to live in a sinner's house?"
他说：“耶稣难道要住到一个罪人的家中吗？”
And Jesus knew what they're thinking.
那耶稣也知道他们心中所想。
And said to the crowd,
就对那里的人群人说。
He said, "Today the salvation came upon this man's house."
他就说今天救恩临到了他的家。
He too is also the descendant of Abraham.
他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And Jesus said, "Today."
耶稣说今天。
Jesus didn't say tomorrow.
耶稣没有说明天。
And I think this today is very important in our spiritual learning.
那我想今天这个词在我们的属灵的 学习当中也是非常重要的一个词。
It is said that Christian has only 2 days.
我们有人说我们基督徒只有两天。
Today and that day.
一个是今天，一个是那另一天。
Yesterday we cannot control.
过去的日子我没有办法控制。
It's gone.
已经过去了。
But tomorrow we have no certainty.
但是将来的日子我们没有确定。
And only today we can do something.
只有在今天我们可以做些事情。
And as I ponder upon this, I found out the house of Christ's love is only a tiny small speck in God's radar screen.
当我在思考这个问题的时候，我想到我们的教会其实是神的旨意当中的一个很小的一个点。
God's will can carry out without us.
神的旨意可以自由的运行，
即使没
有我们。
But today, God allow us to exist here as a purpose.
但是神既然允许我们的教会在这个地方存在。
He wants us today serve him diligently.
所以神就有这样旨意，要我们今天来尽心尽力的来侍奉他。
Now this whole incident is going to demonstrate one very important message.
那我们今天所讲到的这个故事，就告诉我们一个很重要的一个真理。
And Jesus summarized in this way.
那耶稣是这样总结的。
For the Son of Man came to seek and save what is lost.
他说人子来，为要寻找拯救失散的人。
Now, how do we know Zacchaeus really saved?
我们怎么知道说撒该是不是真的得救了呢？
This is a very good question.
这是一个非常好的问题。
But I believe a truly regenerated person has some action accompanying his faith.
我们知道，如果真正得救的人，他的一定会有一些行动来回应他的行为，行为来回应他的行为。
And Zacchaeus, in front of people and in front of Jesus.Loudly proclaim.
那我们看到撒该在众人面前，在耶稣面前有这样大声的宣告。
And he said, "I will give half of my possession to the poor people.
他说我要把我所有的一半给穷人。
And the other half, I use it for restitution.
啊，那另外一半我用来是要来跟人家的和好。
If I have cheat anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
他说如果我讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。
Four times is the upper limit prescribed by the Mosaic law.
啊，那我们知道这个还四倍的话，其实是摩西的所规定的律法当中的上限。
Now this is not a small business.
啊，这个不是一个很小的一个事情。
Now if Madoff, Lehman Brothers, or Enron do as Zakir did, I think the economy will be better.
啊，如果那些我们知道这些倒闭的这些大公司，如果他们也是像撒该所做这样的话，我们想我们经济会更好。
Now we turn to another important subject.
好，那我们看看另外一个很重要的一个话题。
And if you have sons, some of them have three sons, some of them has one, and some of them have two.
啊，如果你有儿子的话，我们知道这里有些人有三个儿子，有些是有一个、两个儿子。
It's a good thing that you take an opportunity to take one at a time to a spiritual rewarding journey.
啊，那很好的就是，我想一个很好的一个是，就是你可以带你的儿子去参加一些啊，对你对他们属灵生命很有帮助的一些这样的旅行。
And I would thank God very much that God has given me such opportunity.
啊，我非常感谢神，神给了我这样的机会。
In 2005, I had an opportunity to take my son Tim to a journey, and with a theme, follow Saint Paul's footsteps.
啊，那在啊，2005年的时候，四月份我有这样的机会。我和我的儿子 Tim 一起去参加了一个啊追随保罗的脚踪的这样的一个旅行。
And this tour was led by a megachurch senior pastor by the name of Lance Solomon.
啊，那这个旅行呢是由一个叫做 Lance Solomon 的这样的一个牧师来带队的。
So we explored the Greek area of the Macedonia in Greece.
啊，那我们在马其顿和希腊的这些地方，我们有花有时间在那里旅行。
And then we even go to the island of Patmos, which is not part of Paul, but it's John. But anyway, we went there.
后来我们也去了那个拔摩岛，其实当这个是跟约翰有关系，跟保罗其实没有太大关系。
And actually, the whole purpose is to visit Ephesus.
那我们再去的目的是要去参观
以弗所。
以弗所。
Yeah. And then on the way, we have to take a boat to cross the Aegean Sea.
那个时候我们要乘船呢去渡过那个爱琴海。
So at the middle of the sea journey, and there was a big storm.
啊，在那个我们坐船渡过爱琴海的时候，有一个很大的风暴。
And then we jokingly say, "This must be Paul's shipwreck experience."
啊，那我知道这个可能是保罗当时在船上遇到风暴的这样的一个经历。
And our final destination is Rome.
啊，那我们去的最后一站是罗马。
Where Paul was beheaded.
啊，在那个地方我们知道罗马为主
And one thing we remember.You know not why I remember that was 2005 because that was the year, the moment when the Pope Benedict XVI was installed as the Roman the Catholic Church's head.
你知道为什么我会记住是2005年吗？因为在就是在那一年我们有新的这个罗马新
so
新的罗马的教皇登基。
As our tour bus passing by the Vatican,
当我们的这个旅行车经过梵蒂冈的时候
，and as we saw the white smoke was coming up.
我们看到有些白色的烟在升起。
And then my son and other young people just say, "Oh, let us get down. We want to go to see."
那时候我的儿子和一些年轻人就说，哎，我们来停，能不能停下车？我们想过去看一看。
And then they decide to walk home, walk to the hotel.
所以他们最后决定就是说下车看一看，然后就自己步行回旅馆。
And I did not join them because I don't like those Catholic business.
我没有加入他们的行列，因为我就是对这个天主教我就是不感兴趣。
Now the reason I tell you all this.Is I want to introduce you this man, Lance Solomon.
我跟你讲了这么多这个的旅行，其实我真正的目的想要跟你大家介绍一下这个旅行的带队的牧师 Lance Solomon.
He's a senior pastor of McLean Bible Church.
他是McLean圣经教会的一个主任牧师。
Now his testimony is very interesting.
他的见证非常的有趣。
It's also on the website.
这个见证呢也在网络上有放上也放在网络上。
He was a Jew.
他是一位犹太人。
And Jew just like Chinese.
那我们知道犹太人就好像和中国人有很相似的地方。
If you are not lawyer or doctor, then you are loser.
如果你不是一个律师或者你不是一位医生的话，那你就是一个失败者。
And Long Solomon was a loser.
所以从这个角度来说，我们看到这个 Long Solomon 的牧师好像是一个失败者。
And then during his college life, he was very empty inside and searching for purpose and life, a purpose in life.
在他在读大学的期间，他的内心非常的空虚，他很想寻找生命的意义。
And he joined the fraternity society.
他也加入了一些这样大学的这个兄弟会。
And I saw his younger picture, and he's a huge afro hair, head.
我们看到他看过他的一些照片，他有一个非常一个大的头。
Now, if you know the 70 culture, you know what is afro hair mean?It's three times size of your hair.
Okay, yeah. 如果大家熟悉七十年代的文化的话，他就是你看到他的头发就是发型非常的大就是可以是他的头部大概三倍那么大。
And I was grew up in those times.
那个时候我在，
对不起。I grew up in the 70s.
我也是在七十年代成长的。
And then I remember people told me those people never washed their hair.
我记得有人告诉我说这些像嬉皮士这样的人，他们从来都不洗他们的头。
Because they did. If they did, the whole thing would shrink.
如果他们这样做的话，他们这个头发的这个尺寸，这个体积就会减小。
Now, inside this fraternity society, he get into the habit of heavy drinking.
在这个大学的兄弟会当中，他就慢慢的养成了酗酒的习惯。
And then a drug and sex.
然后就开始也有好像吸毒，还有一些女人。
And not to mention, he was neglecting his study.
不用说，他也完全的是忽视了他自己的学业。
But all these things failed to satisfy him.
但是看到这所有的这一切都没有办法让他得到满足。
And then he turned into spiritual things.
他开始就转入一些很属灵的事情。
And he dived into some kind of psychedelic habit.
他就投入了一些好像一些幻觉样的这样的一些
And the Eastern religions was what he sought for.
或者一些东方的神学哲学。
And then.TM, which stands for Transcendent Meditation. Transcend 就是一种默想。
默想或者进入一种默想的这样的一个
But his soul still feels very empty.
但是他的心内心还是非常的空虚。
So he decided to go back to his basic Judaism.
所以他就回到了他自己的最初的犹太教的。
And he consult a rabbi.
他就想成为了一个他们犹太教的夫子。
And the rabbi said, "Why are you worry about all Jews go to heaven anyway?"
他就对这个他就请教了一个犹太教的夫子，他对他说，这个夫子对他说，你为什么要担心呢？所有的犹太人都会进天堂的。
The hell is only for Gentiles.
他说这个地狱都是给外邦人的。
But this failed to resolve his inner turmoil.
但是这样的回答没有办法能够平息他内心的不安。
But right at this period of time, there was a turning point.
就是在这样的一个不平静的时候，他的生命当中有了这样的一个转折点。
He met a Christian street evangelist.
他遇到了一个基督教的一个宣道者，在街头宣布道者。
Yeah. Now today I haven't seen this for a long time, but in those days very popular.
有很长一段时间我没有看到这样的街头的布道，但是其实在当时这个是非常的流行。
And they have a beat up truck and then a loudspeaker.
他们一般往往开着一个很大的一个卡车，然后会有一个很大的一个麦克风。
And his name is Bob Eckert.
那这个街头的布道者，他的名字叫做 Bob Eckert.
And then Bob Eckert encouraged him to read the Bible.
那这个街头布道者就鼓励他来读圣经。
But Solomon ignored him.
但是我们看到所罗门呢，他其实刚开始他拒绝了。
And one day, his dog, he's a big dog, was sick.
但是有一天他的一条狗一条很大的狗病了。
And he tried all means to make it well, but he doesn't.
他就想尽了办法要来治疗，但是没有办法能够治好。
And then for some reason, he make a contract with God.
所以在那个时候呢，他就跟神好像立了这样的一个约。
And he said, God, if you are real, heal my dog.
他说，神如果你是真实的，请你来医治我的狗。
And also, I don't have money.If you are real, give me a Bible.
他说我也没有钱。如果你是真实的话，请你给我一本圣经。
And nothing happened for a while.
但是好像什么事情都没有发生。
But one day he walked by this evangelist Bob Eckert.
但是有一天呢，他又经过了这个街头的布道者。
And Bob said, "Lon, come here. I give you a Bible."
这个 Bob 就跟他这个街头布道者 Bob 就跟他说，嘿，你过来，我给你一本圣经。
And the next day his dog was well.
而且第二天的话，他的狗也好像得到了医治。
And then he was amazing.
他感到非常的惊奇。
Is that a deal? Is a deal.
他说我跟神有这样的约定。
I want to make a deal with God, so I have to believe in Him.
他说如果有跟神有这样的约定的话，我就必须相信我的神。
So he decided to go back to talk to this Bob Eckert guy.
所以他就决定回到这个街头报道者 Bob Eckert 这里去。
And Bob said, "You have to believe in Jesus."
他就跟他交谈 ，Bob 就告诉他说，你必须信神。
And then he get cold feet.
他就感到非常的就是好像很吃惊的，
很怕。And then he walk away.
他就离开了。
He said, "I talk to you next week."
他就对 Bob 说我下个星期再来跟你谈。
And Bob Eckert yell loud.
那 Bob Eckert 就很大声的对他说
，"You may not have next week."
他说你也许你没有再也没有明日，没有下个星期。
So he thought this guy is a prophet.
然后他就很担心说这个刚才跟他说话的这个 Bob 的是这样的一个预言者。
And he was so frightened.
他非常的担心害怕。
So for the whole week he stayed at home.
所以在那一个星期他都不敢出去，都一直待在家。
And every food he tried to eat, he feed the dog first, see make sure it's not poisoned.
所以他所吃的食物他先拉一点给这个食喂一个狗，来保证这个食物没有毒。
Every time he climbed the step, he hold the rail.
他每一次爬楼梯的时候，他都紧紧地抓住他的栏杆。
And then he opened his Bible.
然后他就打开了圣经。
Miraculously, he saw Jesus' words.
他非常奇妙的，他就看到了耶稣的话。
Come to me, all you are weary and burdened. I will give you rest.
他说劳苦担重的到我面前，让你得到安息。
This is his turning point.
这就是他人生的转折点。
This is the moment he came to himself.
这就是那个时候他醒悟过来。
And he found meaning and purpose of life.
他找到了生命的意义和生命的目的。
Now, if God can transform this drug addict person into a megachurch senior pastor,
如果神可以改变这样一位吸毒者能够成为这样一个巨型教会的主任牧师的话，
Surely our God can do something for you.
我们可以想象，神也可以在我们生命当中做些事情。
And Lance Solomon, not only the senior pastor of the big church, he also the leader of the Jews for Jesus.
那 Lance Solomon 牧师呢？他不单是这样这个大教会的这个主任牧师，他也是耶稣为犹太
Jews for Jesus, yeah,
Jews for Jesus 的这样的一个组织的这样的一个。
So we have to think about this today.
所以我们要想想在我们的当今天。
So when Jesus about to leave his disciple.He say this.
当耶稣这样离开他的门徒的时候，他有这样说。
So I will send the Holy Spirit to you.
他说我会差派圣灵降下。
So he will come and convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
他会叫世人来认罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Now come to think of this, if this gospel is for everybody.
让我们来想一想，如果福音是为众人的。
It ought to be very simple.
那就必然会是一个非常简单的。
It should be as simple as A B C.
那应该是很简单，就像 A B C 样的这样的，一步一步的很简单。
A means acknowledge yourself to be a sinner.
那 A 的话就是我们要承认我们自己是罪人。
This is exactly what Zacchaeus did.
这也就是撒该所做的。
And then we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们要相信我们耶稣基督，耶稣是耶稣基督，是我们的主。
After that, C, consider yourself saved.
那 C 的话就是我们可以想象，我们就能够想象我们得到救赎。
As simple as this,
就是如此的简单。
So if anyone of us here not have believe in God,
如果我们在座的有任何的弟兄姐妹还没有信神的话
，Today is your chance.
今天就是这样的机会。
Today, God's salvation will come upon you.
今天神的救恩就要临到你的身上。
Only if you are willing to accept Him.
如果你愿意接受的话。
Let us pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
Lord Jesus, your gospel and your salvation is so great.
主我们耶稣，你的救恩你的福音是如此的奇妙。
And it's so wonderful that you are willing to accept us as we are.
是如此的奇妙，愿意我们照着我们的本相来接纳我们。
But you love us even more. You want us to transform to your image.
但是也你更爱我们，你愿意我们能够转变成为你的样式。
May the Holy Spirit work on everyone's heart.
愿圣灵在我们每一位弟兄姐妹的心中动工。
For those who have not been believing in you, today will believe.
还有任何未信的，今天就是这样的机会。
For the believers, give us a heart to love you more.
对我们的信主来说，信主的弟兄姐妹来说，请让我们有一颗心来更加的爱你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.